A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts, we're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390, or you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
That is true. And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. And you can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast, where the password is serums.
And Dory, we have some, I would say, exciting Forever 35 news today.
I would say that as well.
Do you want to share what it is with our precious listeners?
I would love to. So, you know, for about a year and a half after we launched, a little longer, almost 2 years, we had a monthly Forever 35 newsletter, and it was delightful, but we just kind of ran out of bandwidth to keep producing it. And so we put it on hiatus. It has now been on hiatus for a year and a half. And we've decided to bring it back. So our newsletter is relaunching on April 15th. If you were a previous newsletter subscriber, you don't have to do anything. You are still subscribed. But if you are not a newsletter subscriber and you would like to become a newsletter subscriber, sign on up. It's going to be twice a month now instead of monthly. And it's going to be, I would describe it as like a little chattier.
A little more casual?
A little more cash.
Cozy?
But still cozy. Still the same Forever 35 vibe you've come to hopefully love. On another note, you know, Kate, I feel like this has been a recurring theme throughout the 3+ years of doing this podcast, but I'm really feeling it right now.
Okay.
I need new clothes.
This has been a recurring theme, but also isn't this just like a human being's kind of life experience?
I think it's partly that, and I think it's also partly the fact that we've been in a pandemic for over a year.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Okay, can I tell you something that happened today?
Of course.
I've just been feeling so blah about my clothes and like general appearance. And over the weekend, I was just like, I was feeling really ugh. And so today I decided I was going to put on a dress. I put on one of my favorite dresses.
You look beautiful. I'm noticing the dress and the pat. It's really pretty. And I don't see you wear this that often.
Thank you so much. And Henry's nanny was like, wow, that is such a beautiful dress. Like, I really like it. And I said, thank you. And then like a few minutes later, she's like, you look like a model in that dress. And
I was like,
Gilma, I do. I was like, I have other clothes that aren't sweatpants. I know you've never seen me in them, but I do have real clothes. And she was kind of like, I mean, I thanked her for saying that I look like a model. That was very nice. But I was also like, oh my God, she's now been with us for a little over a month, and she's really only seen me in basically pajamas. So I was like, wow, okay, this is an apt thing for me to be discussing right now. Like, I just kind of want to feel more like a human.
Well, you look like a model today, so.
Oh, well, thank you. So it's just funny that she said that, because she said that after I'd written this down on our little prep sheet. And then I was like, wow, this is, yeah, okay. So, you know, when I say new clothes, I just mean new to me. They can be secondhand clothes. They can be someone else's old clothes that I know. They could be from, you know, Poshmark, eBay, whatever. They could be new. But yeah, I'm feeling like, oh boy.
Are you feeling the desire to kind of get rid of a lot of the clothes that you have been wearing during this time? Almost like, as like a symbolic of like, I need to move forward from this, even though we're not out of it. That's kind of where I'm like,
I know,
hung
that's
up.
The thing.
Like, it's not over.
Right, right. So no, I'm not ready to just get rid of all my sweatsuits, because God knows I like a sweatsuit.
Well, but also we were wearing sweatsuits in the before times. It's just that I guess we're wearing them more now, because
I was not wearing sweatsuits.
But were you wearing like comfy pants? Cozy pants? Did you have sweatpants?
I don't think I had a pair of, I don't think I owned a pair of sweatpants. I had leggings. I wore a lot of leggings. But I was not a sweatpant or sweatsuit person.
And now you're like an aficionado.
Aficionado.
Yeah. I don't even know what the word is.
You know, it's funny. I was, when my mom was here, we did go out into the world one day, and we ate lunch outside in this little like market, and I was in a sweatsuit. And I noticed that many of the other people around me, now they weren't like dressed up, but they were dressed, which is fine. Like, you know, I think everyone should wear what they want to wear, but I was like, oh, so not everyone is just still wearing their pajamas all the time.
I mean, or they just, they maybe are doing what I have done, is where like I have to go pick up a thing at Target and I put on like jeans and shoes
and then I come home and immediately take them off. Like, those people could be fooling you.
That's true. Okay. I did not follow up with them.
Yeah. I mean, you needed to take the phone numbers of everybody.
Yeah.
But I do understand the feeling. And we celebrated Easter outside with two other families. We all were masked and outside. It was very hot. But I put on a dress and sandals and jewelry. And I was like,
yeah.
This feels kind of good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it I feel like the hard part is this desire to kind of refresh, or like the clothing feeling feels like you're ready to go out into the world. And what's kind of challenging or frustrating is that, like, it's still not there yet. So I don't know if you're having that mental block. I am.
Well, yes,
anyway.
Because I put on this dress today, but I'm not going anywhere. Like, I don't even have any errands to run. Like, I will go pick up Bo from daycare, but that's kind of it. Like, it's not like I was like, oh, I have this thing in the world, let me get dressed. I was just like, no, I cannot look at myself unwashed in a sweatshirt for one more second.
Well, and I think that's fine. We don't, you know, and I think you agree with this. Like, you don't have to dress up to go out or go out in the world. Like, you can even, you know, plenty of people just dress up for themselves and that's how they feel.
Totally.
Feel good. I just find I last in like, for like 2 seconds when I put on normal clothes, and then I'm back in my old, I'm in sweats right now.
Kate, what has been going on with you? Talk to me.
Well, a couple of days ago, I finished my first round of my book revisions, which is my editor sent me back all their feedback, and then I spent some time revising, and it was a lot of work, and I handed it in 10 o'clock on Friday night. And I was exhausted. And, you know, all my brain space, I feel like not much of my brain space has been devoted to like pleasure. And yesterday I was sitting outside, my kids were kind of just bopping around, and I brought the book that I was reading. It's actually a manuscript that a friend who's a writer wrote. So it's not an actual book yet that I can share with people, but I was really enjoying it. And I just sat on our, you know, outdoor furniture and read. And I don't know how to even articulate what the feeling was. It was just like a feeling of pure pleasure. Like, I was relaxed. I really wanted to be reading, which was, even when I have been reading lately, I still feel like distracted or tired, or like I've got a million things in my brain. But I just felt like very present in reading and very at peace. And I know it sounds kind of trite, but I was like, I haven't felt this kind of just like pleasure in a while. And I think it's twofold. It's like the amount of professional work I have going on, then the amount of, you know, then the challenges that come with existing in a pandemic. But then also, like, going out in the world is such a stressful experience that I think it's hard to derive pleasure from any of it, because you can't truly let yourself relax. You know, like, I can't, like, the thing, I don't know, there's just a lot, I think we've talked about this at length, is that a lot of the things we have done for self-care in the world were removed when we all went into whatever lockdown situation we went into.
Yes.
You know, your yoga class, your dining in a restaurant, your volunteering. So already it's so limited. And then if I do go out into the world, it's not relaxing. So there's been very little, like, and even I'm like, but I watch TV, I do other things. But there's just been a heaviness to it that I did not experience yesterday. And it was such a relief. I realize this sounds very existential, but just the experience of like pure pleasure of sitting and reading in the sun, it was like overwhelming. It was really nice. So I want that back.
That's so nice.
I don't know how to get it back. I need to do it again, I guess. But even sometimes when I go outside to read, it's hard for me to focus, or my brain is ticking off in a million directions, or I don't know. But I guess
I feel that.
I'm grateful that I experienced it, and I hope to replicate that feeling again.
All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we have a lot to discuss about sunscreen.
We're finally getting into it.
We are. All right. We'll be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
is possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and
this.
Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. All right. We received a lot of feedback and tips and tricks when it comes to sunscreen.
We sure did.
Because you were looking for one to wear while you play tennis. So we wanted to share some listener recommendations. This first listener wrote, I have very sensitive skin and can only use mineral sunscreens, and I like to be active and sweaty outdoors. So I've done a lot of searching for an athletic sunscreen. I'm all about the classic, as Kate suggested, Neutrogena. Their sheer zinc face sunscreen has SPF, doesn't bug my skin, and stays on while I sweat without getting in my eyes.
That is a hot tip. I'm going to try that one.
Someone also wrote in about the Neutrogena sunscreen stick, which they just, you know, rub on. And my kids actually like those sticks because it's easy for them to apply.
Yeah, I have a ThinkSport stick that I do like.
All right.
So
we're getting somewhere.
All right. Another suggestion for Dory sunscreen request. You are right on the money with Supergoop. Their City Sunscreen Serum is the only face sunscreen I've found that doesn't sweat into my eyes during swampy summer bike commutes in DC. A tube is $42, but it lasts at least 4 months with daily use. Hope that's helpful.
I don't know if I've ever heard of their sunscreen serum.
I haven't either, but I feel like the universe is just telling me to just like suck it up and buy some Supergoop. Damn universe.
Or it's all a big marketing ploy.
By Big Supergoop?
Big Supergoop has infiltrated the listeners of this podcast.
No, I mean, I love Supergoop. And like a lot of people have suggested this for my particular problem. So I hear you, everybody.
This is intriguing. I've never tried this sunscreen serum, and now I'm looking at it. Okay. All right. City Serum. Will you tell me if you try this? Because now I want it.
I sure will.
God, I got to slow my roll. Okay. We got a couple voicemails.
We did.
And this was very exciting, Dory, because we received a voicemail from a triathlete.
I know. It's not every day you get a voicemail from a triathlete.
No.
Hi, ladies. I was just listening to your mini episode where you were talking about sports sunscreen. I actually am a triathlete. I have done 3 full Ironmans, and my go-to has been Zelios, Zelios. I literally applied it before my Ironman, maybe reapplied it after the bike. That's after having swum for over an hour and biked for 6 hours. And at the end of the full Ironman, I did not have any burning. And believe me, I am pale. So it earned my full endorsement. I really hope that it can serve what you need it to. But have fun with those tennis lessons. That sounds like a great pandemic activity. Love listening to you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, I'm intrigued. This intrigues me.
Well, a few people submitted this sunscreen. Zelios. I'd never heard of it.
Zelios. Me neither. But I'm going to try it because if she says that it stayed on through an entire triathlon.
Yeah. Because I mean, that involves running, biking, and swimming. That's a lot.
It sure does. So, you know, I feel like that can stand up to an hour of tennis.
I'll have to put it to the test.
And I will. And I shall. All right. Let's hear another voicemail.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. Hey, Kate and Dory, this is Liz from Dallas, Texas, and as you know, it's very humid and hot here, so we sweat a lot, and we are in the sun a lot. So something that has worked for me after listening to the latest pod and how, Dory, you're struggling with some sunscreen to use that would be best for your tennis lessons outside with the sweat. What I have found that works for me is setting my sunscreen with another SPF setter. So what I actually use, oh, it's expensive, but you know, it's Sephora. So does it really count? I don't know. But it's the Super Goop Defense Refresh Resetting Mist. It's SPF 40. So once I apply my sunscreen, I then go over my entire body and my face with the setting spray. And then I try to refresh. So if you go to take a water break or, you know, wipe your face off to get some of the sweat off, just reset your face with this mist. So hopefully you find that helpful. You know, I figure it's the same thing as setting your makeup. You might as well set your SPF as well. Good luck and let us know what you find.
Huh.
Another Super Goop shout out.
Yeah. Telling you. Big Super Goop.
Big Super Goop. Now, I'm interested that this listener said that they spray the setting spray all over their whole body, because I've always thought about, like, I've had a couple SPF setting sprays, but I thought it was just for face, for me.
I know, same. I am also intrigued by this.
Yeah. They said it's the Defense Refresh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm into it.
Yep. Do you want to take this next one or do you want me to take it?
Oh, I'll take it, Dory. Okay. And finally, we had a question that was sunscreen adjacent, but we thought we could share it here. Hi, Kate and Dory. Through all the talk about cleansers, I always find myself wondering, what sort of cleansers do you use to remove sunscreen? I can never tell if I have properly removed mine, zinc, but then again, I ran out of my last cleanser, became confused with options, and now just use my toddler's shampoo and body wash. When you talk about cleansing balms, gels, oil-based, and more, are you using them for different purposes or just as the mood strikes? What should a person, hint me, who doesn't wear makeup but a lot of sunscreen, use? What a great question. The answer is, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I have been using a balm lately.
Is it
the Milk and Honey Cleansing Balm?
Okay.
Which seems to get everything off. Now, I could also see someone who's worried about getting every bit of sunscreen off, I could see you doing a double cleanse and using a washcloth.
Or flannel, if you're in the UK.
Yep. So
I think Dory's suggestion of a double cleanse is a lovely idea. So listener, what that means is that you would use something like a cleansing balm, or I mean, this is kind of how I've learned how to do it. I could be wrong. You'd use something like a cleansing balm or an oil first, and then perhaps like a gel cleanser or cream cleanser after that.
Yeah.
So it's two cleansers in a row, but it tends to kind of be like a balmy, oily thing to get makeup off, and then another cleanser on top of that. I'll give a shout out to my favorite cleanser, Gentle Matter by Clure. That's what I use. And I don't double cleanse unless I have like a full face of makeup on. And I just assume my sunscreen is coming off. But I've never really thought about consciously washing it off my face before.
I know.
Same. You've stumped us.
Yep.
But somebody weigh in.
Please. All right. Let's take another break.
Okie doke.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay. We're back with a question on a completely different topic, but one that I think is close to both of our hearts.
Yeah, it definitely resonated. So would you like to read it, Dory?
Sure. My question that I'm hoping some listeners can weigh in on is about sleeping trouble. Ever since my mom was diagnosed with cancer and then died about 3 years ago, I've had trouble with, quote, putting myself to sleep. I don't know how else to describe it. Basically, what used to happen was I would feel tired, go to bed, lie in bed for a few minutes, then drift off. Now, if I go to bed when I'm tired, say around 12:30, I lie in bed and very often start to think about my mom. Sometimes it's just the weight of the realization that my mom is gone and all that entails, a thought that is easier to stave off during the day. And other times it's flashbacks of the last month of her life, which she spent in the hospital. I was there with her every day, and it was the worst month of my life. When these thoughts come, my heart starts racing, and I feel awake again, in addition to the sadness, existential dread, etc. So now, most nights, I only fall asleep when my body essentially forces me to. That can be anywhere from 2 to 5 a.m. most days. I have to teach some mornings at 8 a.m., so this schedule really doesn't work for me. I usually either watch television or listen to a podcast or book on tape until I pass out, wake up briefly to turn off whatever is playing, move to bed if I'm on the couch, then pass out again. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with staying up late, but this isn't entirely voluntary and doesn't work with my lifestyle. I've taken melatonin some nights, but don't want to rely on it. I'd be grateful for any suggestions about how to put myself to sleep again. Listener, I'm so sorry that you're dealing with all of this and about your mom.
Me too.
It's just like such a bummer, and like these things just have these long-term ramifications that, you know, we can never kind of predict how we're going to react. It's like, I don't know, body and mind stuff is like really crazy.
Totally.
But okay, so I had a couple of thoughts, Kate, and I'd also like to hear if you have thoughts, obviously.
Oh, I do, but I want to hear yours.
Okay, so the first thing that occurs to me as I'm reading this is I would like you, dear listener, to have better sleep hygiene, by which I mean I would like you to have a more consistent bedtime routine and set time that you start said routine and turn out the light every night. So a few things that stuck out to me. You say you go to bed when you're tired around 12:30. This is saying to me that you're not necessarily going to bed at the same time every night. I would like you to have a bedtime 11 p.m., let's just say. The other thing that I'm noting is move to bed if I'm on the couch. Okay, no more falling asleep on the couch. When it's time to go to bed, you're going to bed. And, you know, I think I generally like to advise people to start their kind of wind down about an hour before they aim to be asleep. And that means different things for different people. Like, it could mean taking a bath. It could mean reading a book. It could mean, you know, writing in a journal. It could mean meditating. Like, I think you're going to kind of have to come up with what that means to you. Maybe it means like starting your skincare routine, but whatever it is, you're in bedtime mode at this point. You're not looking on Instagram. I don't think you're watching TV. That would be my suggestion, just because you don't want to do anything that is going to kind of like be overstimulating. And I find that often television is overstimulating. Sometimes books can be overstimulating too. Like if I'm reading like a thriller or something, that can sometimes be overstimulating. Anyway, just an aside. So I would try to come up with some better sleep hygiene. Now, I know that not having your phone in your room is controversial. So if you feel like you absolutely cannot go to bed without your phone in your room, I understand. But maybe there is something you could do, like what Kate was doing, like putting your phone in a phone bed. The other thing I would suggest is I think you are a prime candidate for meditating before bed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's on your phone. Maybe that's on an iPad. I don't know, but it sounds like you kind of need to like get out of your own head a little bit here.
Yeah, those are great suggestions.
Kate, what are your suggestions?
Okay. Well, fellow dead mom, cancer mom here person. So number one, I see you, listener. Okay. I'm just going to spell it out
Go
straight
for
here.
It. Yeah.
Okay. You went through trauma and you need to treat it as such. And, you know, our culture when it comes to grief is a lot of like, oh, like we get over it. And if you have not experienced a grief or a big loss, then people will think 3 years has been a long time to have lost someone. In my experience, I was like still deeply in my grief at 3 years. So I would like you to honor where you are in this experience. What I hear in this is someone who is trying to process a trauma. And I would recommend, if you do not already have this kind of support system in place, that you get a therapist, that you find a psychiatrist, and that you look into bereavement support groups. And I'm not trying to sound like sassy, but I think you are processing. This is your body is processing the, and look, I still do this, and my mom's been dead for 14 years, but you're processing, and then you're having a physical reaction because your body is processing this deep emotional trauma. Your heart's racing, you're awake, you're experiencing dread. You're also reliving this deeply traumatic experience. So I would really sincerely advise you, from one person who has been through this to another, to seek professional help, because this shit is really hard. It's really hard. And I think these people will also advise you to do a lot of the things that Dory just mentioned. And I think that's really important. Like the idea of a routine every night, just getting yourself in the habit, even if you're lying there awake, I think it just starts kind of teaching your body what to do. But you know, you mentioned not wanting to take melatonin. And my point of view in these situations is like, whatever it takes for you to get a good night's sleep that also isn't like, you know, detrimental to your health is stuff you should look into. And that's why I suggested speaking to a psychiatrist, because that might mean an anti-anxiety medication. That might mean a psychiatrist saying like, hey, why don't you try taking Benadryl at night? That'll help you. You know, I mean, I would want a doctor to tell you what to do, but I think you need to address it with a doctor, because not sleeping only makes this cycle of grief harder. So that is my biggest suggestion. And I think also a therapist or someone like that will help you not just process and begin to work through all this stuff and find tools that will help you, but also treat your situation with the gravity that it deserves. And bereavement support groups are also an amazing place to start. So I feel you. I've been there. It feels crazy. I drank a lot of bottles of wine that I then rolled under my bed to help me. I mean, you self-medicate in a lot of situations like this, and it's really hard and very lonely. So I see you. Also, like, I don't want to plug myself, but I did write a whole book about this, and I don't know if people always know that. So I did write a book called The Dead Moms Club that talks about a lot of this stuff. If you want to read me empathizing with you. That's all.
Which, I mean, as someone who read Kate's book, I think you
there's a lot of should. A lot of chuckles in between the cry story,
there
I have
are,
to say.
There are a lot of chuckles.
But this is like, this is like, it's like looking in a mirror when I read stuff like this. So, okay, sorry.
That was I mean,
speech.
I'm like, I'm sorry that you have this perspective, you know?
Me?
But yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
But it's also like so valuable and helpful because you're able to kind of see things in this email that I am just not going to see.
Well, but I think like things like meditation is such a useful tool for anyone. Like I think it would I think it would help not just with the sleep with this person, but also anxiety and grief. Like,
yeah,
those are all great tools that you suggested, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do I do them consistently? Still working on that part of life.
It's all a process.
Well, we have covered the gamut.
We really have.
We have been on a journey from clothes to sunscreen to grief. What don't we talk about on this podcast?
I know, truly.
Well, I wanted to suggest an activity because I had such a pleasurable sensation reading. I was kind of wondering if we could put together a, like, what are you reading right now list? I just wanted to know, like, what are you reading? Tell us. You can shoot us a text. You can email us. You can leave us a voicemail or a voice memo. You can DM us on Instagram. I would love to hear what people are reading. I'm in the middle of reading Do Better, Spiritual Activism for Fighting and Healing from White Supremacy by Rachel Ricketts, which is, it's a really great read. That's very engaging. So that was my suggestion. Then also for activities, sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
Let us know and we'll share.
We will. All right. Bye.